disappointed, surely, Martin. Disappointed that we haven't come away with 3 points, but let's not underestimate the draw that caused us a lot of problems as well on the counter attack. I think we're causing ourselves our own problems. You know, we were so dominant in the first half that, you know, they get one opportunity and we find ourselves a goal down. But then again, then the players have stood up and we're so brave to not chuck it at that stage, you know, because, you know, the way things have been going over the recent games, I think they showed a brilliant maturity in terms of being able to drag themselves back into the game and dominate the game up to half time. But I think the disappointing aspect from all of us, and the players included, whom we speak about it on there, is that we just didn't play at the levels that we finished the first half. We were okay in the second half. We had to be very careful because they were very energetic. They had a week's rest coming into this game. We had a game 2 days ago, and look, I think they certainly finished the game fresher than what we did. But look, it is what it is, and we got to make sure that, you know, when we come to Dundalk now on Tuesday night, we can do everything we can to, number one, not give them any opportunities, and number two, take chances when they're presented this.
You've been waxing lyrical about young Boyce. He scored a very good goal tonight.
Really good player, really good lad, wants to get better. He's actually played all his football at centre-back, and it's very difficult for a young lad that is a centre-back to go out and be as expressive as he is out wide areas of the pitch. He's a fantastic 1v1 defender, he's very good in the air, and tonight, never mind his goal, I thought his interchange and his willingness to link with Will Fitzgerald was excellent. So really delighted for him and his family, because, you know, he's put so much on his game over the last year and a half.
Did half time come at a bad time for you?
Probably did, and I thought, you know, we were so dominant leading into that, playing some fantastic football. Look, I look around the league and there's not too many teams. Shamrock Rovers are such a technically gifted side. St. Pat's technically gifted side. If you had seen us for 20 minutes tonight there, and the way we moved the ball and the flair that we moved the ball with, and at times during Rovers game during the week. But look, it's no good. We still don't win a game. We've got 1 point on board out of the five games. It's not good enough. We have to strive to get better. We have to make sure that the things that we're doing, we continue to do well, and the things that we're not doing well, we have to make sure they're nullified quick.